Joe Nichols.
Joe Nichols, how are you?
Man, I'm doing okay. I got a question. Can you hear me okay?
I can hear you just fine. Just fine. Is it sunny in 75 where you are?
A minute ago, it was grab your hats and flood warning. So but it feels all right. Oh, man, how about y'all?
Let's see. I'm looking out my window. I see some sunshine. I see some blue sky, a couple of feet of fresh snow. Yeah, it's winter in Alberta.
Wow. All right, quite a contrast. I think we got our swimming clothes on these days down here.
Let's see. So, you're here in April. I would think a lot of that snow is still going to be here when you get here. So maybe, you know, put something on a little more than a Speedo.
Never.
The ladies will love it. I've been at this, 30 years this summer. And you've been at this a little over 23, 24 years. When you started this crazy journey in country music, did you think it was going to last this long? Obviously, the hope is it's going to, but did you really think you'd still be around?
Man, you nailed it. The hope was always, you know, to do this the rest of my life and to actually get paid to do it. I don't know. You know, I've always been grateful for the Lord kind of showing me the right path, or at least giving me opportunities to do the right thing and to work hard. And I'll tell you, the one thing that I think I was most effective at is surrounding myself with people that knew what they were doing and relying on their expertise and, you know, for the most part, just, you know, tried to learn as much about the business as I could, but just trust in my creative process and hope that there were fans out there that were going to carry me along. And that's what happened.
And you've made a point of keeping it traditional over the years, which I absolutely love. And I know we play a lot of Buck Owens on this station. He had some really kind words for you early on in your career. Were those words kind of what kept you on the track you've been on for the past 20 plus years?
I'll tell you what, yes. And not just Buck, but, you know, Merle as well, and George Jones, you know, and Garth Brooks. A lot of words from the Merles and the Georges. I think those guys kind of given me their blessing. I think that's just... It was affirming and something that I've always wanted to be true to, because this is, you know, you hear how I talk. You know, I can't really change that too much, you know, on record. So I'm glad that there's been fans, like I said, in a tremendous way that have supported, you know, my sound and the records that I've put out. And but I do believe, going back to those old timers, you know, kind of patting me on the back and telling me, well done, kid. That's gone a long way for me, for sure.
Looking back, you've had Grammy nominations, a CMA award, ACM trophy. Like, you've done incredibly well. Is there a story you can share on a moment where you went, this is what I'm doing it for?
Well, there's a lot of those moments. You know, to me, the most impactful stuff, I love, you know, the Grammy stuff was really cool. The CMA, ACM, those are all really cool moments. And I would do them over again in a second. But the most impactful stuff these days, to me, the stuff that sits with me when I'm home, you know, playing with the kiddos or spending time with the wife, is the stories that people tell me about how my music has impacted their lives. And what I mean is songs like The Impossible, motivating people to get through a difficult time and keep trying, and that person arrived on the other side. And, you know, songs like I'll Wait For You being played at you know, a lot of people's funeral services. And weddings, oddly enough. That's a wedding song sometimes, too. And that stuff sticks with me, you know, to do music that marks people's lives in an impactful way. That's a, you know, that's a connection that, God, that carries with you through any kind of anything you can spend or put on a wall. That's the real stuff.
All comes back to songwriting, doesn't it? And just putting pen to paper and hoping your songs have an impact.
I think it does. I think songs are the beginning, I think. Just being able to connect with people, the raw emotion and connection and believability, and I think music does a very unique thing in the human condition, and it's hard to replicate that. And I think it brings us together. Not to sound cliche, but it does. It brings us together in a way that, you know, when you relate to somebody, there's a together and lets us know we're not alone in this world.
Let's talk about your show in Bonnyville, April 5th. Do you mix in some new with some of the classics? What are you doing?
Yeah, man. Yeah, we'll play all the stuff, hopefully all the stuff that people are familiar with from the radio. We got a lot of stuff that we throw into the show. It's kind of like interesting moments, you know, a little bit of a mashup. I got about 10 or 12 songs that kind of were borderline right around that top 10 that, you know, we don't have a lot of time to kind of crank in, you know, those songs that were played a lot. They were kind of hits, but we mash them up in about, I don't know, about 20 minutes. We play about 10 songs, like a verse and a chorus of a song, like I said, borderline top 10, top 15. So a lot of that kind of stuff. We got an interesting cover or two that is a really cool moment, a little Alice in Chains, the show, and I know that's going to probably surprise everybody. But,
yeah, no kidding, because you just said Alice in Chains, yeah. Did you not?
I did, yeah, Alice in Chains, yeah.
Amazing.
One of my favorite Alice in Chains songs, yeah. It's a cool show. I hope people get to come out and see it, man. It's a lot of energy, a lot of cool moments. I don't tell too many dumb jokes, but I can't promise anything.
Well, the Windspeaker Radio Network presents Joe Nichols in Bonnieville April 5th. Joe Nichols online at joenichols.com. Thank you so much for taking just a couple of minutes to join us on the Windspeaker Radio Network. I appreciate it, and we'll see you in April.
Yes, sir. I appreciate you. Sorry I was a few minutes late there, but I appreciate you putting me on today, man. I'll see y'all up there.